Bridgewater back in a circle out to his left, chased by Alden Smith and Mario Edwards Jr., who will ride him out of bounds. And that'll be a big loss here. Well, the Vikings will likely now punt the football away.
Alongside Mario Edwards Jr., as we just took a look at your first solo sack of the season of your career, how did it feel to notch that?
It felt great. Honestly, when it happened, I didn't even know it was a sack until I got to the sideline, and Coach Jethro told me it was a sack, so I was pretty pumped about it.
You were really thrust into the starting position week five. Justin Tuck goes down. No looking back after that point. What was that moment like in your career?
I kind of just talked to a couple of the veteran guys, and they were just saying, hey, you're a starter now, so you're no longer a rookie. And you're going to have to go out there and produce because the team is counting on you.
And the nice thing was you were headed in that direction when you looked at your numbers and your productivity. Talk about that veteran leadership in the room. I can't imagine what it's like as a rookie to come in. You have Justin Tuck there. Khalil, who was in your shoes just a year ago. Starting with Justin, it's tough to lose a guy like that, but he doesn't seem lost because he's out there as a coach now, it seems.
Right. Having Justin there has been great, man. You know, just watching film with him and just picking his brain and just little things that I may look over, he picks up on just how an offensive lineman hand may twitch before the ball comes. Just small things like that and what to expect on certain blocks and formations. So he's been great this year.
And as I say, Khalil was in your shoes just a year ago. What advice has he given you as a rookie?
Really just to go out there and play fast. You know, nobody's perfect. You're going to mess up sometime, but do it going 100 miles per hour. And more than likely, you're going to end up being right.
Also in that room with you, Alden Smith. We learned this week he's suspended by the NFL for a year. How big of a blow is that for you guys? And it seemed like you guys had a really good relationship with him.
It's definitely going to suck losing Alden because, you know, and when it's time to pass, you know, he attracts doubles and triple teams and it frees up some of the other guys on the line. And just having his presence out there, he's a funny, goofy guy, and it sucks that he has to miss the rest of the season and a year.
Let's talk about your coach, Jethro Franklin, because a lot of these coaches, veteran leadership, he doesn't get the spotlight as often. So let's give him the credit now. What's it like when he's in the room?
Coach Jethro is funny. He's a player's coach, but he's going to be on your heart. He's going to coach you and make sure that you do exactly what's supposed to be done to the T. And if you're supposed to take a 6-inch step and you take a 5-inch step, you got to come back and do it over until it's perfect.
You were born into this game of football. What made you choose defense, though? Was there someone early on in your career that said, you know what, this is the path you want to take?
Believe it or not, growing up, I was running back and linebacker. In high school, I played receiver and defensive end. I like delivering the blow more so than getting hit. So I think that's what kind of made me choose defense.
What is it like being a junior? I have a junior at home, and that holds a lot of weight when you put that name on a young child. So what was it like?
It was good. You know, he always told me he wanted me to be better than him. And, you know, he pushed me to be better than him, and he wanted me to kind of not to get in as much trouble as he did. So I think it was good. But it's kind of hard because, you know, everybody's there saying, oh, you know, your dad went here, you wore the same number as him and this and this and that. So I kind of had to branch away from that and kind of, you know, start my own trend.
So you're nominated as Pepsi Rookie of the Week. Congratulations on that after just your fourth start. That must feel good.
Yeah, it feels good, but, you know, I think there's more that I can do and more that I want to do. So, you know, that's a great reward, and I'm thankful for it, but, you know, I want to continue to get better each week.
Okay, so let's get to know Junior a little bit. Our five questions here. Did Senior make you work growing up? What was your first job ever?
I didn't ever have a job, but anytime I was in trouble, you know, we had a house and it had probably about a 3-acre backyard, and he would definitely make me get a push lawnmower and mow it anytime I got in trouble.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good workout. So at least, you know, you were out there conditioning. Who's your favorite athlete of all time? You could choose your dad or someone else that you had on your wall.
Favorite athlete. I'm just going to say dad, just in case if he sees this. But my favorite athlete.
We'll take dad off the board if it wasn't your father.
If it wasn't him. It would probably be Ray Lewis and Deion Sanders, probably those two.
So we know you could do backflips. You talked about this preseason. Just give us the background on did you teach yourself and just backflips in general in the NFL, because a lot of players under some scrutiny, everyone's so afraid you're going to hurt yourself if you do the backflip.
I kind of taught myself. You know, at first it was a little shaky. I fell the wrong way a couple of times, but after a while I kind of perfected it, and then it went from the trampoline to running up the walls and flipping off of cars and things like that.
Thanksgiving right around the corner. So what is your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
is spending it with my family. Unfortunately, my family won't be able to come here until Christmas. So that's definitely my best part, to spend it with my grandmother and my siblings and things like that.
Yeah, but they get to come for Christmas, and there's a game on Christmas Eve. So that will be a fun family holiday. Speaking of food and holidays, meat or potatoes, a foot race between those two. 40-yard dash, who's winning it?
Ooh. I got to give it to meat. I got to give it to him.
Okay, so now between the two players, if you had to teach one the backflip, who would that be?
Oh, man. I got to go with the lightest one. So
I would
probably say Big Jelly. Big Jelly is probably the lightest one.
All right, Mario, thank you so much. Up next, we preview their upcoming game against the Detroit Lions and their dominant pass rusher in Ezekiel Ansah.
Ezekiel's going to use his speed upfield to either turn who's ever responsible for him, either the tight end or the tackle, and then he's going to come underneath. Ezekiel Ansah is already around in the quarterback's face.